gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, October 27th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Let's see. John Palmer, he works for the Road Commission, I believe they're Charlevoix County. He's a trucker. Myself and two other operators are still cleaning up the mess from the ice storm. Secondary roads are still a mess. It's a very slow process. It's an absolute crazy mess out there. Let's see. Okay, Pat, not during my show, buddy. I can't do business during the show. I got too many text messages. Sheboygan County, I apologize. I misspoke. Not Charlevoix, Sheboygan County. Oh, Sheboygan got decimated. Let's see. Okay, Ven, I don't know what story you're talking about, so please clarify. Not really sure. Let's see. Oh, a couple of feedbacks. Text messages. Rod Wheeler from Lake County said, Tracy and I drove up to the expo on Saturday, had a great conversation with Marcy. Yes. She's a great lady. I hope that you mentioned that you heard about it on the radio, because I had talked about it a few times during the week. Captain Jeff reporting in for duty. I appreciate your thoughts about Enbridge Tunnel Project, Jeff. I read it over the weekend. I'll get back to you after my show. He said, weather report, color report. We're past peak in the eastern part of the UP. The rain and wind last week has taken down a lot of the leaves. The leaves are off of the trees. So, northern UP friends telling us. Let's see. Nope, let's see. Okay, let's get back to this one. Yes, thank you, Rod. He said, yes, I did. Greatly appreciate that. Was it well attended? How many folks did they have show up for the expo? I hope it was really well attended. Absolutely. Let's see. Okay, that's it. I'm going through all the text messages. A lot of them, again, unrelated to the show. I apologize for that, but we'll get through it. Now, one of the things that I was noticing as I was going through the news on Friday coming out of Lansing. There's going to be a big election. Big election coming up next year, 2026. Not a presidential year. This is what's called a midterm election. A lot of Republicans don't bother to vote in midterms. Why? I have no idea. But this upcoming election next year has got to be different. We have got to absolutely get out the vote. Well, just like Jocelyn Benson, according to her internal poll that her campaign put out last week, we talked about it on the show, Friday afternoon, an internal poll from the Democrat who's running as an independent, Mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan's gubernatorial campaign shows that the independent candidate right now is getting 26% of the vote. The margin of error on this methodology of this particular poll was plus or minus 4 points. Now, 26%, while the Democratic frontrunner, Jocelyn Benson, gets 30%. In going up against Republican frontrunner John James. This is a hypothetical November 3rd, 2026 matchup. Now write that date down. Circle it on your calendar. November 3rd, 2026. That is election day for the midterm next year. Now, this 600-person survey was taken October 9th through October 14th. It was done by Sean Cooperman Research. And it shows the independent Duggan is rapidly closing the gap and is proof that, quote, Michigan is ready to vote for an independent governor. Among independent voters, Duggan leads with 35%. Benson, the Democrat, gets 22%. And John James, the Republican, comes in third at 21%. However, almost a quarter, 22%, are still undecided. Among Democrats, Benson is up 62%. Duggan gets 25%. John James gets 3% with 10% undecided. Well, when you ask Republicans, the numbers almost flip. James gets 61% compared to Benson's 62% with the Democrats. Duggan's numbers go down to 19%. And Benson is at 5% with less undecideds at 15%. Or excuse me, more, because the Democrats were only 10% undecided. 22% of the independents, that's what we were less. Now there's a thing in campaigns, folks, called favorability rating versus unfavorable. How much do people actually really like you, favor you over other candidates? How many are unfavorable? Well, Duggan came in at 45% favorable, 18% unfavorable. 37% not sure or never had heard of him. Now, Benson's numbers are kind of interesting. Favorability rating, 40%, unfavorable, 30%. And another 30%, not sure or have never even heard of her. John James, 37% favorable, 28% unfavorable, 35%. Not sure or never heard of him. In the same poll, President Trump had 48% favorable, 50% unfavorable, 2% unsure. So it's going to be very, very interesting how this all shakes out. Now here's the question. This poll assumes that the frontrunner Benson on the Democrat side, John James on the Republican side, are going to be our nominees. I'm not so sure that's going to happen. Benson is involved in a lot of legal battles with Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the United States Department of Justice. for failing to provide documentation that Bondi requested. That case is going to court. On the Republican side, has anybody seen John James anywhere? The congressman is still in session in Washington, but nobody has seen him out campaigning hard for governor. And I know it's early, but Mike Duggan has billboards up already. Everywhere. Up north here, I've seen them in a couple of locations. Downstate as well. Well, the respondents were randomly reached via live phone calls. They called cell phones and landlines and conducted these interviews online as well. Campaign manager Ed Duggan, the mayor's brother, said, "We are building a coalition of support unlike anything the state has ever seen before. Pulling unprecedented support from both Democrats and Republicans. Meanwhile, we're winning unions, chambers of commerce, clergy, and elected officials." Again and again, the numbers keep showing that Michigan voters are ready for a leader like Mike Duggan, who has a strong track record of getting results by getting people to work together and solve issues that improves the quality of life for everyone. Very, very interesting poll. Now, one thing I would like to ask these people that were polled, independents, Democrats, and Republicans. You do realize that even though Duggan is running as an independent, he's actually a Democrat. He also, since college, has been supporting ranked choice voting and other very far left-leaning principles. Issues. So, does that change your mind after hearing that he is a Democrat running as an independent, number one, but supports these type of issues? I wonder if it would change their mind then. Final segment, hour number one, short break. We'll be right back.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
On Sunday, November 2nd, the 9th District Republican Youth invite our fellow American brothers and sisters to join us for an evening of remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Tickets are free and it's only $5 for parking. Gates open at noon. At 4 p.m., we will have a church service on the mountain. And then at 6:30 p.m., the memorial begins. For more information, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com. Let's gather at Liberty Mountain USA, November 2nd, to remember our American brother, Charlie Kirk.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I got a rhino alert sent to the radio station this morning. This comes, looks like a post from the Charlevoix County Republicans. Rhino alert. Steve Van Dam, B-A-N-D-A-M, is not a Republican. Yet he files as a Republican for Bay Township trustee in order to fool the citizens to get their votes. Here is a picture of him attending the billionaire-funded NGO Indivisible rally known as No Kings this week ago, this past Saturday. Steve Van Dam is part of a local cabal of globalists seeking a complete Democrat takeover of our local governments. We will be exposing many more of these rhinos. And then here's a picture. Him holding a No Kings since 1776 sign, wearing this goofy straw hat. Looks like, I'm not sure if this is Charlevoix in the background, can't tell. Unbelievable. And this guy's running as a Republican for Bay Township. Looks like in Charlevoix County for trustee. Well, I hope somebody is primary challenging him and a real Republican wins that race. But thanks for sending me this picture and this story. One of the things I think that we're looking at here is the fact that this is going to be a huge election. I know everybody pretty much fed up last year. November 5th, 2024 was a big election. A lot of people worked their tails off to get their favorite candidates elected. And we feel somewhat vindicated. We at least took back the House in Lansing. And I have to admit it, I was wrong. I did not want Matt Hall to be the speaker, but I got to tell you, he has done a heck of a job as Speaker of the House in Lansing this year. So kudos to you, Matt. You've totally surprised me. Honestly, you shocked the heck out of me. I can't believe all of your fiscal conservative positions and things that you've done with House oversight committees and other things. A little bit disappointed in the budget. I would have liked it to be in the $70 billion range. You guys ended up at 81.5, about $1 billion less than what the Senate Democrats wanted, less than what the governor wanted, but still not happy. I think it should have been cut at least by 4 billion, 5% across the board, and you guys didn't do it. Instead of 82, it should have been at least 78 billion. The road funding project formula, yeah, but that's going to be challenged taking to court. And I think you guys are going to lose on that $500 million you are planning to tax the marijuana industry. I've looked at the state constitution amendment when we legalized marijuana, and I think you're going to find out that that wholesale tax is going to be found to be unconstitutional. That's my guess. So where are you going to come up with the $480 million when it's found unconstitutional? Just saying. Just asking. It's already been taken to court, and the judges will be hearing the case soon. Because one thing that people need to understand, if we don't lower the cost of living for people in the state of Michigan, more people are going to leave the state. This governor, this leadership in the House are working on a way to try to develop a plan to get more jobs back here in Michigan without giving money away. And by the way, you just heard at the top of the hour news over the weekend, the Goshen battery plant is dead. 175 million dollar grant, of which they got $23 million already and now have to pay it back. Well, let's see how successful we are clawing back that $23 million. No work's been done out there in 4 months. They abandoned the project. They're giving up. It's over. We, the people, defeated it. So, please, please understand, we are going to have to stay engaged. After the first of the year, we're going to be talking about filing for precinct delegate to make sure you're on the ballot next year. And we're going to have an endorsement convention in March. We're going to be talking about that a lot after the new year as well. Missy from My Pure Health Solutions coming out in the next half hour. If you have any questions, text them to me. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots.